Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Woo! Know what time it is? It's a comeback.
Low serve ill. These are evil, sick, twisted people. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them.
We hate you!
Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags.
Are you a Jim?
We hate you!
I just suck at everything I do. It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them.
Oh, ooh.
This is a comedy show. Welcome on this journey to 22K. You know, we got to hit that big 2-2 for our man, for our boy.
2-2 gay, am I right?
Let's bring it go. Here we go. Friday nights live on the Jim and Them YouTube and twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Shout outs to the real ones in the motherfucking chat. What do we got? We got Pork and Beans. We got Eternal Waves. Nancy Spungen. Frank. Frank was spoken. It's going fast. Ju Kane, Cocoa Butter, Adam B. In the Twitch, we got Ghostly Squids. We got Stacks.
And once again, Jeff isn't here, according to the chat.
Oh, wait. It was me, Jim. It was me all along, you fucking losers. How dare you?
People thought it was the shape. People thought the shape was here.
I saw a bunch of people saying, oh, Jeff's late. No, Jeff. Oh. Jeff called out. Nope.
Nope.
I'm here, shiestied up.
In the merch that you guys got me that I love. The real ones are here. Jessica Smith. I'm not Mike. Don't call in. Kevin Esquire says, Penor.
Holy shit. Max Murder. Wow, man. Max Murder's been fucking making it rain on us. And like, I don't know. I feel like we should be doing better for you, Max. I feel like we're letting you down. $50. Shout outs, dude. Appreciate it. Getting this party started properly. Yeah. We love you, Max Murder.
So send those TTSs because I'm here, baby. Send vertical lines. Don't send vertical lines.
Now, if you're listening on the podcast, I know you can't really hear Jeff, but you can kind of. Just trust me. He looks cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'll take it off for the rest. I'll leave the shiesty on.
He's got the shiesty on, and he's got the Shape Jason mask on.
Yeah, the Shape Jason mask on. But you know me, I'm a YC. I got to have my shiesty on at all times. Because the ops are out. Corey Feldman ops.
Looking dope as hell.
Thank you. It hides my double chin. And I look like a murderer.
Just do what everyone else says. Just grow a beard. That'll hide it.
I mean, what do you think I'm doing?
Oh, I gotcha. But yeah, no, chat's asking, where's Mike at? That's a good question. Where the hell is Mike? Oh, shit. What is this? Uh-oh.
Oh, you got an AOL instant message?
Yeah, I think he sent over an AIM message. Okay. He sent one of those attachments, one of those recorded attachments here. Let me see. What do we got? Let's open the attachment. I believe this is from Mike.
It's Jim, Jeff. I don't even know where to start, dude. So I'm at Level Up Expo, right? I'm in the middle of my match, feeling good, crowd's hyped. And then out of nowhere, dude, Corey Coco Bonds Feldman jumps the barricade.
Long live Coco
Full
Bonds.
On run in. Right behind him, his...
Thank you, thank you, Tom A. Obama.
I hope you like my drip from the Buckhakes you blew.
From the Bukkake, the Bukkake you blew. Thank you, J&J. Thank you, Tom A. Much appreciated. Sorry, Mike. We had to put you on pause there because a TTS came through, which you like so much.
Mm-hmm. It's jumps the barricade. Full on run in. Right behind him, his little goblin manager, Adrian Houndteed Sky, all floating and creeping like a haunted Build-A-Bear. They just start laying me out, man. I'm talking stomping me, kicking me in the ribs. Coco Bonds hit me with some sloppy-ass elbow drop that felt like getting hit by a wet pillow. And Adrian just bit my calf like she thought it was a turkey leg or some shit. I'm trying to fight him off, but it's 2-on-1, and the ref's acting like he's blind. And then, bro, HDM herself shows up. Heather Dawn freaking May. And you already know where this is going. She hits me with a full-blown stink face. I'm talking cheeks to the dome. No mercy, bro. No escape. I think I blacked out for a second. I don't even know who won the match. All I know is Coco Bonds, Houndteed, and HDM walked out like they just won WrestleMania. Straight up humiliation on the biggest nerd stage of the year. It's on now, dude. It's on. And now I'm laid up in the hospital, bro. Only reason I'm even breathing right now is because Dr. Pepper guy showed up and made the save.
I still want HDM to sign my boxes.
Oh, Tom A. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure HDM is going to do plenty of signings.
Dude's a hero. Real one.
All right, well, apparently Mike got attacked, according to the AI/Mike.
AIM? The AIM?
Yeah, the AIM.
Okay.
I didn't even make that connection. but yeah, apparently he got attacked during his Level Up Expo match. He got laid out by Corey Coco Buns Feldman and Adrian Haunted Sky. Finishing off with an HDM stink face, so I guess we won't be seeing Mike tonight.
Ah, oh, damn it. And where is our Haunted edit, fans? We need a Haunted edit.
Of just like a remix of the song or just a cut of from the episode?
Like our classic swear edits, but from the first Haunted episode? That's got to be a good edit.
That would be pretty good, yeah. For people that don't know, in the past, people have edited an episode of just the cursing all in a row.
And it was back in like 2007, so there's a lot of Fs.
There's a retard edit of one episode too where it's just us saying it's like 5 minutes long of all the times we said retard in an episode.
We'll have to find that. I mean, we can say that. Comedy's legal again. Thanks, Elon.
Yeah. Elon brought us back real comedy. But yeah, quick reminder at the top of the show, we are on the cusp. Not only are we on the cusp of 22K, in celebration of Corey Coco Buns Feldman. What I mean by that, I'm talking about we're just about at 21,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So we're on the road to 22K, Corey's favorite number, 22. But not only that, a couple weeks from now, I guess 3 weeks from tonight to be exact, is the Jim and Them Streamathon on the horizon, coming fast and loose. And if you'd like to support, if you go to jimandthem.com, there is a link right at the top where you can donate to add some time to the Streamathon. So I put it up last night. Someone already donated, actually.
Hell yeah. What did we do last year? How long did we go?
We got to check. I'm pretty sure it was 31 hours or 32, maybe.
Went by like a dream. So easy.
Yeah, right? Hold on, because I had it. Where the fuck was it? I'm trying to see who it was that had already donated, because shout outs.
It was Hitler. Oh, no.
Of course, it just doesn't come up. Hold on, I'll have to sign in. But anyway, I mean, obviously it's early, so you don't have to yet. There's some time, but I'm just saying, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case you're feeling it.
Is the Streamathon?
Well, the Streamathon, Jeff, I'm glad you asked.
I'm Mike.
We're going to get together. Wait, what do you mean?
I guess the chat all was shitted on me. I thought I wasn't here.
We get together and Obama. We're just going to stream.
Obama. Streamathon. Love the goons and the crew. Coco buns. 8 equals D.
Oh, that's a penis. That's a peen.
Oh, Elizabeth. Elizabeth already donated. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
But yes, thank you, Max. Obama, Streamathon. So yeah, we do our regular show. We start early. We start at 5 p.m. Maybe we'll start at 4 p.m. this year. I'm trying to think. That'll actually give us a little extra time if we start like even an hour earlier. So we do some extra time at the beginning. Then we do our regular stream. So the regular stream doesn't count. So around 7-ish time, we start our regular stream.
And if we're starting at 4, you're already getting like a whole show before the show.
Yes. And then
Corey took us down at 7K subs. We came back with 21K. Thanks, Corey.
Hell yeah, E-Rock. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the super chat. And then, yeah, once the show's done, we just keep streaming. We stream through the night, through the morning, into the next day, into the next evening. You get to hang with the boys. We do all kinds of different stuff. We tell ghost stories. We play some Jackbox games or some video games, maybe board games. We have different guests on, whether it be listeners or, you know, goons or hosts of Jim and Them Past. We watch sketches, movies, whatever. The world is our oyster.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you get to like hour 25. It literally is whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, we get, and you get to just hear us go delirious.
Yeah, that's where Obama came from.
It is, yeah, because we just kept saying Obama. It just kept us going. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Good evening. My name is Savage, and Corey Feldman has been trying to work with me for the past couple of years.
Okay.
What do you mean? How so?
Well, he is a fledgling musician after how many years has he been at it now?
30
years at least.
Yeah, and he just told me the other day he just got started. He's just one of those artists that likes to tag on to other talented people.
Well, hold on. You're not setting us up properly.
Yeah.
What do you do that he wants to work with you on?
I was just about to say.
All right.
I'm a musician, and I've been working on some individual interesting projects with a handful of established artists in movies and music, and there's quite a list that have been attributed to some of my projects.
So, are you keeping your identity secret, or can you tell us what you've worked on?
Oh no! We'll be getting into all of it if you want.
I'm just trying to bring everyone in. See,
yeah,
because right now, let me just fill you in. The listeners are like, this guy's cap. They're saying, yo, that's cap.
Yeah,
that's cap, bro.
Yeah,
man,
no
that's
risk,
cap.
Capless. And then they're going, yeet.
So, go ahead.
I'm very real. And the things that I have to say tonight will be right up your alley with Corey, that's for sure.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. Again, people think that you're bullshit. People are like, that's bullshit. This guy's a liar.
Obama. Yeah, no, I'm aware of how Twitch works. I've done a few streams and whatnot in my life. So
give us a little. Tell us what's real. What have you worked on?
I did a track called Dust. This is probably the most recent one. We had Jamie Clayton. Pinhead, the new Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Uh-huh.
And I had her and myself do some reciting. And then Corey decided he wanted to tag himself into this project. Uh-huh. And he basically ruined it, in my opinion, which I told him he did.
What? How?
Well, he He just, well, he's been texting me regularly and whatnot, so.
Okay, well, let me back up a little bit. I'm trying to help you, man. You make it hard the way you tell a story.
Yeah.
Now, did I talk to you on Facebook Messenger? Aren't you in town? Or am I thinking of someone else?
No, I'm actually up in Canada in Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you were, because I've actually talked to someone else that Corey was trying to work with as well. So what now? Have you worked with Corey before?
A lot of the times against my will, yes.
And what is he like?
Corey? Well, basically, he's not really interested in what you can do. He's interested in what he can take.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever told him off? Have you ever witnessed a meltdown? Has he ever yelled at you, called you a name?
Oh, many times. we've had it out. The other day, we had a text chat, and he was it was actually about the same track, Dust, and he was going off like he contributes everything and he adds everything to it, and it's his name recognition that will bring more notoriety for me. But that's not really the avenue I'm looking at.
All right, hold on. What'd you say your name is?
Savage.
Savage. Is that your last name, first name?
Yep. Musician's
name. It's both Savage, Savage?
Yeah.
Okay. So real quick, let's do a quick role play, all right? I'm going to be Corey. You're going to be Savage. And so what do you do? Are you an engineer? Do you play an instrument? Let me set this scene real quick.
So you're a keyboardist, composer.
You're a keyboardist, composer?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're...
I have a band. All right.
We're in the studio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm Corey. Savage, what the fuck, man? Get on the fucking keys, you sack of shit.
If only you could play them.
Shut the fuck up, Savage. You're so fucking boring.
Yeah. Have you ever told a story in your life?
See, the problem with him, or the problem with Corey, is that...
Why are you talking about me to me, you Canadian fuck? What's wrong with you?
Yep, that's exactly it. He has...
You're fucking retarded, Savage.
No talent, and all you want to do is leech off of mine.
Talent? Get the fuck out. Savage, yeah. I've hung out with Pink Floyd.
Well...
I've hung out with Pink Floyd, Savage. Who the fuck have you hung out with?
Hung out and...
I fucked Drew Barrymore, Savage, you idiot.
Savage, I'm trying to help. You're giving me nothing. Nothing at all. You haven't told us literally anything.
Savage, get the dick out of your mouth, you homo.
This is Corey saying that. Yeah.
No, we're being Corey.
Yeah.
Wow, so you called in, you had nothing?
All right. No, he's Corey is the epitome of a parasite in the music industry for the most part.
Really? Who is Corey?
Has he paid you? Have you made any money off of him?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't take it if he did.
Why?
I don't take them lesser artists.
Whoa! All right. All right. What's your the biggest song you've worked on, Savage?
Please.
Well. Mike Love asked me to do Kokomo.
Hell yeah.
So we did a version of that, and Corey wants to get, quote, his fingerprint on that.
Wait, Kokomo? Like, not the original recording of Kokomo, like a redo of Kokomo?
Yeah, my band is Savage and Them.
Savage and Them, hold on. Wait, back up. Did you say your band is Savage and Them?
Yep.
Did you just make that up because of Jim and Them?
Actually, I didn't know about you guys until about a week ago.
All right.
But I thought it was pretty cool.
Hey, Savage, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I want to get a sunset.
Man, Savage, I'm rooting for you.
We're really rooting for you. Do you have anything?
Now, don't be so hard on Savage. Come on.
I'm sorry.
No, there is a YouTube page of mine.
Is this what this is about, Savage? All along, this has been a plug.
No.
I
no.
hope it's a podcast.
This is, no.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to hand you something. Oh, you can hear Corey.
Oh, no, he's outside.
Some of my tracks.
Pow, pow.
They don't have guns out there.
Wait, you have? Do you have raw Corey tracks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, oh, right, well, okay. Hell yeah.
All right. Whew, okay.
Are you, where, how are you going to send them? He's going to hand them to us.
Never thought of that.
Jesus, Savage.
Post them in chat.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you post a link there?
I'm just in there right now. Just give me a sec.
Just send me an email. I'm not finding Savage in them when I Google it, Savage.
At Savage's YouTube.
At Savage's YouTube?
Yeah.
This is a long con, and you're fucking getting me, Savage. You're putting the bait out there, and I'm falling for it like a moron.
Yeah, you're falling in love over here.
Yeah, I'm love. Because, dude, what can I say? I love an underdog. Guy calls in, he's the worst, and I love him.
There's nothing but reality here.
Well, do you love an updog, Savage?
Get his ass.
Oh.
Kind of. What's up, dog? Oh, fuck.
All right, man. I was trying. Oh, wait. I think I found him.
Okay.
Did you find it? There's a picture of me sitting sideways.
Is this all AI first music, Savage?
First track should be Poke the Bear. Or Poke.
Coca Buns.
No, your most recent video is something about Katy Perry in space. What are you doing, Savage?
Okay, well, it changes.
What do you mean? What do you mean it changes?
Oh, my God, Savage. You're a liar this whole time. I trusted you. How dare you betray me?
Can you scroll down and tell me what the list is?
Yeah, he's like crying now.
Savage,
no,
I fucking
had faith
in you, man. What the fuck? You owe me an apology, dude.
No, give me a moment.
No, I'm not going to give you a moment. You just lied to my face.
It's been 7 years already, it feels like.
Yeah, Jesus, Savage.
I don't know if anyone's told you that you're a good storyteller. You are not.
I mean, it does have a music video. Did you have a music video for She's a Prostitute?
Yes.
Okay. We're on
Wait,
the right
do you have a video with Mark Hamill?
Corey should be on that one, too.
Why? What do you
oh
mean?
Oh, my God. We're talking to a crazy person. I just realized.
Oh, okay.
Why did it take me this long to realize we're talking to a crazy person?
He's Canadian. Person? You don't think Canadians are crazy. Just gay.
Wait, where's Mark Hamill in this video?
He's doing a voice.
Is it an AI voice, Savage?
Savage.
No, it is not. Absolutely not. I do not do that. Nor do I allow any sort of voice manipulation or modulation on any of the things
that
I do.
Well, you might want to think all about right. starting doing some AI.
But wait, you said that Corey's in the She's a Prostitute music video?
Mm-hmm. He does. He added some vocals without any consultation from me whatsoever.
And then it got on your YouTube?
Yeah, how did he... Savage. Oh, my God, dude. Why am I such a good person?
I don't know why you're such a good
person. What made me such a good person?
I don't know. I guess
why am I allowing this? How do you have video of any of these people, or do they just pop up as a voice on these? Is there any video? Do you have a photo of you and Corey? Do you have any footage? I'm dying over here, Savage.
Well,
you're making me look like
room
a
room
fool
room.
In front of my chat. Fuck!
I would say the which one has it?
We'll let you take the wheel, Savage.
Yeah,
go
come
ahead.
On, Savage. Yeah, welcome everybody to Savage and Them.
That's his band. Woo! Oh, man, you fucking loser. Go ahead.
Well, he's, let's see.
Holy shit, dude.
Mathkey.
What did you say?
Metzky Mouse has—he stuck his fingers on that one.
Metzky Mouse.
But do you, Savage? Yeah. Come on, level with me here, man. Do you have have a video clip of you with any of these people in the studio, or a photo of you with Corey or Mark Hamill or something like that?
Not currently, no.
Not at all?
Not currently, no.
Okay. Does Corey Feldman text you about music?
Yes.
How and why?
Because he believes that I'm going to take him into levels of music and talent that he just plain and simply does not possess.
Why would he believe that?
Anything about you?
Fuck!
Sorry, I'm just reading the chat here a little bit, too.
Don't read the chat. Yeah. No, we're in the moment.
Talking to us.
Talk to us on the phone.
Give us anything.
Yep.
Yep. Hold on.
Yeah, dude, don't read the chat. Listen to us, Savage. Live in the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
You know what he's doing right now is he's photoshopping a picture of him and Corey real quick. Oh, found one.
No, absolutely not.
Here it is.
Okay. Should we hear one of these songs? Is there any?
Yeah, you know what? Let's hear a song. Savage, what's your favorite song that you've put out?
Well, that would be She's a Prostitute.
All right, the one that I mentioned just so happened to be your favorite. Okay.
All right, and Corey's on it accidentally or something?
Hold on. Yeah, his vocal works on here, you're saying?
The last version I heard was there, yes.
Have you not heard
Who's in charge? Yeah, is your agent in charge of your YouTube?
Yeah, right? Why are you not sure?
Because I'm not the only person with access to it, so.
What's the collective? Do you have a name?
Corey Feldman B. Yeah. I should have never gave Corey Feldman my password, which is yep 123.
P12345 then.
So wait, did you hire prostitutes to be in this video?
No.
All right. There's footage of women in this video. Who are they?
Absolutely. Actresses.
Cap.
Did you hire them?
No, I did not.
Is this some sort of trafficking situation, Savage? You need to tell me.
Ooh, absolutely not.
All right. Let's see.
That is not nice.
All right. Quiet for a second, Savage.
Fair question, but absolutely not.
Yeah. Shut up.
We're going to listen to this song real fast.
Yeah, just. That's you singing?
Walking down the street like a prostitute. You look like my mom. She goes for $1.25 on a Tuesday night. Walking down the street like a prostitute. You look like my mom.
Sing it.
Put a nickel on the table and then she'll spread her legs. So easy.
When do you come in? Because Corey's killing this.
Yeah, Savage, what is this, man?
It's a biography.
So you're like a retard, right?
Jeff?
I meant Corey's a retard. Corey's saying this about you.
Jeff.
He's a retard.
That'd be giving him way too much credit.
So wait, are you in on this, Savage? You know what I mean. Are you in on it?
In on it.
Yeah, are you in on it? Yes or no?
Pussy, have you
if
had
some? If you're asking me if I despise Corey Feldman, absolutely.
No, but like when it comes to your music, are you in on it?
Of course.
All right. All right. That's it. You don't need to elaborate. That's all I wanted to know. Now, what part of... What vocals does Corey add to She's a Prostitute?
We had some work on the intro, which really destroyed it.
Yeah,
it destroyed the sanctity of She's a Prostitute.
Do all your strip clubs have wood paneling like a basement?
Of course. Yours don't?
I don't know. I have a girlfriend I love. Savage, how dare you?
Ooh, get him.
She's a prostitute. My dad looks out after her.
Did you enjoy Buckethead's solo?
He's always giving her
You got us, Savage. You got us good, man.
Can you get a thumbs down on
that? Oh, yeah. Good call. You got us good, Savage. I give you that.
Well, that wasn't exactly the point, though. That was the problem.
What was your point? Oh, yeah, shit. I'm sorry. What was the point?
Go ahead.
Well, just a mutual disgust for the Feldmanator.
You sent us a song he's not on.
Yeah. What was the last text message he sent you? Can you just read it real quick? You got it?
Give me a sec.
Yep. All right. You find it?
Just pulling on my penis. Just find my penis, sir. Yep.
You find it? Got it? Yep.
Yep.
I'm taking this musical to new heights.
What musical?
He wrote a musical about my life.
About your life?
Wait, did you send this guy money?
This guy rocks.
I did not give him permission. I did not. He did a lot of digging on his own.
People don't understand in the chat. We hit the motherfucking lottery, guys. You don't understand how special this is. And you don't understand how great I'm handling this. If I could step out of it for a minute. True. Isn't that right, Savage?
Well, I'm I'm early into the interview, so.
What did he, what's he going to call the musical about your life?
Savage the Musical.
That's it? Nothing like, kind of like subtitles or anything?
What we were talking about, so imagination and any sort of zeal, you know, it's just kind of not there.
Right.
Do you know of, what are the basic beats? Like, what's the basic outline of the musical? Like, where does it start? What's kind of the major milestones in it?
Well, I don't see.
Let me just pull up that treatment real quick.
Let me just pull out my, it's in my ass. Let me just get this out. Okay, yep.
I've only heard it a couple times, so I'm a little rusty on that one because it's so new. We just found out about it last week. So
Who wrote it? Corey did?
The people in his mind, Jeff.
Well,
do they not have Love in the Spectrum in Canada? What's going on?
Hold on. I want to hear about this musical.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, Corey basically, I guess the word would be, I'll be nice and I'll say tricked some members of my band into playing for him in order to get the musical tracks produced.
Hey, them. Do you want to do a musical about Savage?
How did he do that? What did he tell them?
That's something I haven't been read into at this point yet. I'm still waiting for more details on that.
Okay. How many people are in your band?
Me?
Five.
Huh?
Four or five.
Can I talk to
who's available?
Can I talk to one of them right now? Can you put them on the phone real quick?
None of them are here with me right now.
Oh, but they're here, Savage. Yeah. I know they're in there.
Actually, they're probably closer to you.
Can we? They're in there, Savage.
Yeah.
You know they're in there.
Oh, hello.
Can Tommy come out? Can we speak to... Hey, Savage, can we speak to Tommy, please?
I play the drums. What?
Lead guitarist Buckethead.
Lead guitarist Buckethead. Okay.
Oh, my God. We've
got Brain on drums.
Who on drums?
And Melissa Reese plays on scented keyboards as well as Romy.
Scented keyboards?
What was the last text message that Buckethead sent you?
I don't have that right now.
God damn it.
You delete the Buckethead tweets because you don't want Corey to see them?
You know what's funny is usually we find this guy, usually we'll find this guy's YouTube randomly. Like, we'll be talking about stuff and we'll stumble upon a channel just like this and we'll watch it for hours. But in an amazing Jim and Them twist, the YouTube found us.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
The boy and blue called us.
I don't know if people out there are understanding how special it is that, yes, the boy blue or the equivalent of that found us and brought the YouTube to us.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Usually we trick you into our web, but you're like, what's this, a web? Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Was that a spider's?
Oh, Savage, actually, you emailed a Jim and Them is Pop Culture video, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, I got that earlier. Right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
For people that don't know, you can, as we're gearing up for the Streamathon, record a video yourself, or some people have made animations, whatever it might be, of just something, doing the Zen Feldman video of Jim and Them is Pop Culture, bro. I know that. Whatever, however you want to be creative, you want to do something, it doesn't have to be crazy. Actually, Savage, can we do you want to watch yours real quick?
Sure, if you want, absolutely.
Let me see. I know I saved it here. One second.
Did he send a 70 emails saying, I'm going to send it?
Oh. Yep. No.
Okay. Corey wrote this.
Hold on.
Looking good.
Can you text Corey something for us?
Oh, please don't make me do that.
All right, we'll talk about it in a second. We'll play this real quick.
Because then he'll never shut up.
All right, hold on. I'm going to play your video real quick. Quiet for a second, Savage.
Jim and Them are pop culture. I knew that.
I like that you threw a little spin on the end there.
I knew that.
I like you threw a little spin on that.
Yeah.
Put some stank on it. Well, Savage, man.
A little bit of Peter Sellers.
Savage.
I was going to say that.
Are you excited for the Streamathon? Do you know what the Streamathon is?
I was actually watching your intro there, and I was listening to you guys talk about it a bit. Tell me more.
Gladly. In a couple of weeks, May 16th, we'll be streaming just like we are now, but we're going to stream for 30-plus hours, and God willing, anyways, if people want to help donate. Now, yeah. I guess I should clarify, because there's been some confusion. This is not for charity. I mean, I don't know if that bums anyone out. This is for the show. So we're going to go on a show trip in September. So I know it's maybe a little selfish, but it's for the show. It goes back into the show. We're going to make content when we do that trip as well. So yes, if you want to save something for charity, we do our Tots Turnt toy drive. That will be in November and December, where all the money that we raise for that will be specifically for shopping for underprivileged kids. But for our anniversary, we do raise some money. We sing for our supper, if you will, if people want to donate to help us stream for 30-plus hours. It's much appreciated.
Yeah. If you, Savage, real quick, Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you could just text Corey and say, hey, Jim and Them are doing a Streamathon.
Yes.
Would love for him to do an interview and, you know, bury the hatchet. We're trying to start the friendship arc with him. You're already good friends with him, so this might be a good way, a good in, if you will. He wrote a musical about you.
Yep.
He's probably been on songs with you. Just shoot him a text.
Then he's going to want to talk to me again. I just got him to not text me.
A lot of people, nobody wants to talk to. You're just a popular guy, Savage, so you shouldn't take that for granted.
Yeah. Anyways, Savage, we don't want to wear you out, man. We appreciate you calling in. You can call in, another time, or maybe if you want to hang during the Streamathon. I love that your band is called Savage and Them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a coincidence.
Well, I like that your show is Jim and Them. That's awesome, too.
Hell yeah.
Well, see you later.
See you later, Savage.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Later, brother.
Bye.
Still there? Yep, Savage. Anonymous tip 2025, Savage is trolling you. Maybe.
No,
I mean,
no, look at this picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If it's a troll, I mean, it's a great long con because he's got a bunch of videos on his YouTube.
It's not a troll. Yeah. You're the same guy that says Corey's a troll.
Or Cheobet from last week, the guy that made up numbers.
Unbelievable that Mike does. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
talking to Savage?
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Yo, Obamda.
Obamda.
That call was great. What the fuck?
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know some people maybe that's not their thing, but I revel in it.
That is a gold mine.
Yeah, I revel in it. So thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Wait. I'm sorry. I want to make a public service announcement.
All right.
The future, if any more crazy people have to talk about Corey, there's a Jim in them email that you could just send the story to instead of taking 10 minutes to explain it.
No, don't listen to James. Call in. If you're like that, if you got good stuff like that, like Savage, call in.
Yeah.
And link us to your page.
We might have kept him on a tad long, but we had to delve into it a little bit.
I suppose. Like the stream.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, hit that thumbs up. Thank you for the call, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Right. It's just... Actually,
I did pause Super Chats. We had a few come in. So let's do a quick... hold on. Wait, that's not it.
Oh!
We pause Super Chats for a few minutes. You know what that means. Catching up on Super Chats. Catching up on Super Chats. Catching up on Super Chats. What do we got for Super Chats?
I call bullshit.
Okay.
Wait, I think there was some more. What else? What do we got here? Oh, hold on.
This dude works at New Era. Nothing but cap.
I'm going to pause him again. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, this is 10 Beers Jim.
What's up, 10 What's Beers up, Jim?
I just want to say that guy made total sense.
You are a wise
Take
man,
care.
10 Beers Jim. Thank
Love you.
Guys. Good call. Catching up on Super Chats. let's check in.
This guy is such a Feldman.
He is a Feldman. I'm trying to catch up on who said
Obamda.
What, though.
Oh, just a blank one.
Yeah, I think we had a blank one. I'm trying
Obamda.
To see.
Hang up on this tool and continue the stream.
Okay, that was Royale. Royale also had the blank one. Thank you, Jonas
Obamda.
Duke, before that.
I bet this guy never sold out a cafeteria like Corey did.
Thank you, Tom A.
Good one.
Max Murder before that.
Obamda.
Royale before that.
My heart is broken and my life is in shambles now.
Thank you, Max.
Obamda.
Read this, Savage. You blow me.
Thank you, Royale.
Obamda.
OHHH, yeah, snap into a Slim Jim and them. Savage.
Thank you, Wavy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obamda.
I believe now. Did he produce Angelic to the Core?
Brainwash Filth Pig, shout-outs.
Obamda.
Did you tell these girls to put the lotion in the basket?
Yeah, where did he get these girls if he didn't
Obamda.
Pay them?
I think it's just B-roll footage that he took from somewhere. That was Jukane. Thank you. Oh, 2222. Shout-outs, Jukane.
8 equals 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 D.
Max Murder with a dick.
Penis.
Good evening, cowards.
Obamda.
Corey is Coca Borns. HDM is a magical snow owl. And Jot is pop culture, bro. Cheers, nerds. Gotta run. Insert Wolf Howl or Pig Snort here.
Nick Bruns, and before that, Johnny Trash. Shout outs. Thank you, guys. Thank you for bearing with us while I pause the Super Chats. I'm glad that works, by the way.
Yeah.
So I know I could do that in the future.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I feel like I just did a bunch of nitrous.
Woo.
Was in on a Saturday night. She's so easy.
You don't think they were in the room with him?
I thought that was Doc Ice.
Chat Martin, PhD, absolutely. Maybe it was a step up from Doc Ice, though.
I think that might be him in the chair on the left, though. I think he literally like made these girls read this.
No, that's like a grandma, I think.
I don't know. That might be a man titty.
No, oh, look, right. It's just you're this right. lady. Yeah.
No, that's
Obamda.
Him.
Yeah.
What happened to the guy in the blue Jason Musk threatening you guys?
Robster boy, the shape. I'm not sure. Last I saw,
right,
yeah, there he is. He's in studio right now.
I'm the shape.
Last I saw, he said we had great chemistry and we're funny.
That that old lady that's Buckethead without the bucket.
Anyways, Savage, what a find. I mean, I guess, again, maybe he was trolling us all along.
No.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, they have a certain emptiness in their eyes.
Yeah.
The mentally disturbed. The thing, yeah, you always forget you're just like one bump on the head or like an extra chromosome away from just nonsense.
Obama. Are we sure this guy wasn't on a Chris Hansen episode?
Tom, hey, thank you, brother.
He's one of the ones that's on there, but you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you're like, leave him, let him be.
Leave him alone.
I mean, because
the chat nominates Savage for fourth host.
Yeah, fourth Mike. I think Savage is a worthy, he's, you know what? Put him in for Feld Dog of the Year. Mark it.
What a prostitute. What a prostitute. She's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Mike would school us and tell us that that guy's a character. That yeah, guy could be a character.
He's used his street smarts to deduce that this guy's a character.
Oh, here's Savage and them Kokomo. All right, here, let's listen to his Kokomo and then we can move on. All right, I'm sorry. Did he wait? But when did he start calling himself Savage and them?
Well, I mean, he does have one featuring Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, right.
Called Monsters Prostitute.
He has two featuring Lisa Loeb. Savage and them. Like, do you? Am I? Did he just steal the in them part from us?
He made these all a month ago.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
yeah,
to Jamaica, off the Florida Keys?
Yeah, let's go, bro. Cocoa Buns, yes, Adam.
There's a place called Cocoa Buns.
Yeah, why is there not a Cocoa Buns fucking parody of this yet?
Because we're fucking hacks.
Yeah, we are hacks.
Yeah, because we're fucking
that's
stupid.
Where you wanna go to get away from it all.
He's like, Kermit the Frog wanted to be in the video, and I said no. I also kind of talk like Kermit the Frog.
So
this is just Kokomo.
Yeah.
I want to hear one of his prostitute songs.
Alright, yeah, Lisa Loeb.
Found you a week ago when I was going down the Feldman rabbit hole. How do I get out? I'm stuck. Feldman keeps touching me.
Oh, you can't escape the hole.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. Thank you for finding us. And yeah, there's no escape, man. There's no going back, but you're amongst friends. You're here with the Cocoa Buns. You're down here. We all Cocoa Buns down here. All right. We can't do this. Enough.
Yeah,
all right, that's
I'm
enough.
Sick of Lisa Loeb.
That's enough. Get
I'm
the fuck
sick
out
of Lisa
of here.
Lisa Loeb. You punch hole at your
yeah.
screen.
Get the fuck out of here, Savage. Get the fuck out of my brain.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn it. All right, let's move
I
on.
I can't fall in love again.
I did want to call out real quick. Oh, actually, you know, before I forget.
Before I meant to do this
at the start of the show, but of course, I got off on a fucking Savage off ramp.
Yeah.
Savage in them.
Yeah, I dug up a Savage Garden.
Because the other side of it, actually, real quick.
Dug up a Savage Garden.
When N-Man first called in, did we... Oh, I missed that. And it deserved more.
Thank
You're
you.
Right.
Thank you.
When N-Man called in, did we think N-Man was a character?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I guess we didn't
I can. It's pretty easy to... I don't think I'm like a master detective when someone's like, yeah. Yep.
Well, there's a lot
at
of people...
I was like, oh, he's just Canadian.
There's a lot of people in the chat that think that he got us.
Yeah, but people are fucking stupid. The yeah. And you see the video and he's a guy like
okay, but yeah, on the Patreon, we have a little thing called the Gift of the Magi tier where it's not a raffle, it's a gift.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while and I'm really sorry, so we're gonna do two. Basically, if you're in the Gift of the Magi or above tier, your name goes in a hat, you get pulled out of the hat, you get a $100 gift card. So, Jeff, go ahead and pull a name for me, buddy. Ooh. Don't read it yet. Just pull the name.
Ooh, here, I'll set it up.
Take a vape rip when you pull it. Put your mask on and don't look at it yet. I do need to read a couple names that did not win, unfortunately. Bobby Goo, you did not win. I'm sorry,
for
man.
Once,
yeah. Matthew O'Driscoll, I'm sorry, buddy. You did not win. And Gilbert, I'm sorry you didn't win. Jeff Murphy, tell me who won, buddy.
25 heroin balloons to you.
Oh, my God. 25 heroin balloons to me. It's me, Obama. Jeff. I'm back.
There's two holes I like going down. Perry's and Corey.
Hell yeah, Wavy G. Hell yeah, Stunt Guitarist. Thank
but
you.
But the winner of Not a Raffle is here on this raffle ticket. It's Joker Lokenson.
Oh, man. Big winner. I know he's fairly new to the community.
Let me say it in words he can understand.
All right.
Black metal.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Joker. All right. Well, actually, we got to put it back in. We're going to do another drawing.
I have the second one on accident, too.
Oh, you did?
I grabbed two.
Oh, you did? You know? All right, fine. Yeah. Who else won then?
Okay. First, our second, but not least, of course, we got. Piss Boy Jake.
Piss Boy Jake.
Yo!
Hell yeah.
I think that says Jake. Yeah. Piss Boy
Jake.
Yeah,
no, that's Piss Boy Jake.
Let's go.
So, yeah, two dubs. Jake. Hit me up. Give me an shoot me an email or message us on Patreon, and we'll get your gift taken care of. Congratulations to the big winners. So, yeah, now that we got that business out of the way. I did want to check in real quick because there were some headlines. Because you know what? We don't hear much about Jared Leto Joker these days anymore. There's heavy rumors on our Piscord. People spreading false lies that they broke up.
No
or I guess it was like wishful thinking maybe. People wanted them to break up, and it's like you think that is gonna walk away from
Sunset Boulevard.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
They
were in the stew with Savage.
Yeah, and Savage, you know, and them, you mean?
Yeah.
And Buckethead was there.
And Buckethead was there. And the only way that she leaves him is in a hospital bed next to him as they die at the exact same moment and yeah. turn into birds.
So, yeah, there was a Daily Mail headline this week, or actually from earlier today. Corey Feldman turns heads in a floral bomber jacket as he steps out with new girlfriend Adrian Skye after splitting from wife Courtney Ann. It's funny they throw that in, even though they broke up like 2 years ago.
This is how they turn heads. They go,
yeah, gross. But here we go. We got the couple in question, plus we got the Nepo bodyguard here, Nepo baby bodyguard.
Oh, and they're there with Haley Joel Osment, too, right behind them.
No, that's the Nepo bodyguard. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the... I was saying that he's if Beethoven turned into a man, Beethoven the dog.
Look at the holy shit.
There's so much to unpack in this photo.
Yeah,
unpack.
He looks like fucking, photo. Yeah, like he stepped out of Forever 21 Girls catalog.
And I mean, I don't mean to like, I'm not trying to be mean or catty, but I guess I'm going to be. But I can't speculate on what's going on, but like, Jared Leto's Joker girlfriend is withering away. Like she's withering away into nothing. Like I'm someone needs to help you. Someone needs to save you. I'm not trying to be mean.
Maybe they're like dieting really hard. Maybe
yeah,
the vegan,
right?
Maybe the vegan diet has been really affecting.
Yeah, the California vegan diet.
Yeah, she's been snorting legumes up her ass. Get help. Help!
And yeah, Corey's got like some like pink corduroys and like, yeah, the floral jacket. So, you know, just a great sighting. I do like, and she must love this as well, because now she's getting called out in the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're shouting out Adrian Skye right in the headline. Like a few months ago, it was just like new woman in his life or new girlfriend or whatever. But now she's a mover and shaker out in the business these days. And it's so funny that he has this goddamn fucking schlub of a bodyguard follow him around. And it's literally because he thinks Mike is going to jump out of the bushes and attack them. Am I interrupting your texting?
Sorry,
my bad. I mean, hey, guys, there's just me and you this time.
Yeah. So his belt is part of his shirt?
It does look like it, yeah.
What is happening?
Because the shirt is under the belt.
Hold on, we got another one coming in.
Bro is drippy. My head is going full cocoa buns with this fit. My soul is now haunted and Corey sober. Help.
Thank you, Max. Is this drippy, Jeff? Would you constitute this as drippy?
It's like oozing. He's got a fat camel toe. I like that they're walking by the Riddler.
I suppose this is more stylish than he usually is. Just because it's all wacky and goofy. I mean, he's always wacky and goofy looking, but it's wacky and goofy that looks more in line, I guess, I'd suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any other photos? I was just double checking. Oh, no. Because it's weird, because this is only like a couple months ago. She looks much better here. And then this is what happens, is you start withering away as the goblin ghoul sucks her life force out.
Yeah, he just hovers over her in bed, and it's fucking like a smoke goes into his mouth out of her body.
Obama!
Funny how Corey's wife left him over drug use, and now he's with this heroin shooting mofo.
Thank you, Chat Martin. And then, yeah, Joey Carbs in the Twitch chat. The bodyguard looks like white Danny Trejo. Yeah, I can see that. But yeah, I was just happy to see this headline. I was like, you know what? Good for them. Out there making appearances.
Obama. Hey guys, you want to go get our nips pierced and go clogging down Sunset Boulevard?
Thank you, Hack and Slash. And then I guess there was a couple things real quick before we move on from that.
It's time to look at Cora's Twitter.
Now, Corey's Twitter is always a great adventure. Hold on, let me pull it up for the chat here. So this is a classic Corey tweet. It's 80s were rad, just an 80s account. It's like, Corey Feldman brought all the rad through the 80s with an incredible portfolio. Fox and the Hound, Goonies, Gremlins, Lost Boys, Stand By Me, Friday 13th Part 4, and a bit of 5, License to Drive. So, of course, he has to respond to this and say, you forgot The Burbs, License to Drive, Dream a Little Dream, Rock and Roll High School Forever, and many others from that decade. So it can't just be good enough that someone's like, hey, you rock, man. These are some great movies you're in.
Yeah.
And let's not forget other movies that I was in
from just that decade. Don't dig any deeper.
But I guess if we're going to be that fucking guy, if Corey wants to be that guy, I'm pretty sure Rock and Roll High School Forever is 90s, yeah, like early 90s, isn't it?
Yeah, and he left out License 91, to Kill.
Bitch. Someone tweet at him, let him know that was 91. When was... Oh, no, Dream a Little Dream was 80s. License Drive was 80s. So there definitely wasn't many others, but either way.
Was he in Bad News Bears?
I think he was on, like, the Bad News Bears TV show, though. I don't think he was in the movie. I could be mistaken on that, though.
Huh.
But I think there was like a TV show version that they made that he was in. Let me double check that actually. Bad News Bears. Remember when they made a remake with... Actually, the remake wasn't terrible. It had Billy Bob Thornton in it, right?
Hardball, yeah, that was the Keanu Reeves?
Bad News Bears sitcom that he was on. It's like more. It's just like today. We make fucking sitcoms out of movies that people kind of like. Anyways, this past week was the big 2-2 day. So another baffling tweet, because he always tries to make these announcements on 2-2 day, which was April 22nd. Happy 2-2 day. Happy triple 2-2 4-2-2 day. So now, what does that mean? I know we try to work out the numbers all the time. Is the triple twos because it's April 22nd, but then 2025?
Well, so it'd be 6-2s. So yeah, 2-2.
Unless he just means
2-2 and then 2-2.
He must mean, like, I guess here in the States, the way we write it out is 4-2-2-2-5.
Mm-hmm.
So that means like every 22, though, is triple 2 day. For this whole decade.
But triple 2-2 day would be 6-2s.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. So then, but happy okay, so triple 2-2.
And then we got Thwine.
Yeah, then we got Fun and Friend. happy 2-2 day. Happy triple 2-2 4-2-2 day. And this year as another 2-2. I don't another 2-2, aka hashtag Goonies 40th. So my big surprise that I'll be there in Astoria on hashtag Goonies Day 6-7. And I may even be involved in this whole OG hashtag Goonie House renovation somehow. See you all there. Hashtag never say die.
Okay, so wait, in 2 months he's there?
He's there in June, so that is it's still open. If he's doing photos or signings, again, this is not a harassment thing. This is just about a friendship thing. If you want to go there.
April 22 day, bro.
Hell yeah, Max. Thank you.
April.
If you're going to go there just to get your photo taken with him or get something signed anyways, you might as well propose to him for Jim and them, and you might get compensated for that.
Max is going, April 22,
yeah,
bro.
Because I accidentally did do that. April 22. But yeah, so he's going to be at the Goonies house on, I don't even know why Goonies Day is June 7th, but he's going to be there in celebration of triple 22422 day. This year's another 22, aka the Goonies 40th. Although that's not even a 2. Well, I guess, is he saying 220s makes 40?
Wait, okay, one more time. 2-2. Where's he saying
now,
this?
I know we keep rereading this, but yes, try to unpack it. Let me start from the beginning. So this was on April 22nd. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Happy 2-2 day.
That makes sense. April 22nd. Clean, cut, dry.
Happy triple 2-2 4-2-2 day.
Okay. Happy. Let's.
So he goes back to 4-2-2, but then there's a triple 2-2. And then he also, and this year is another 2-2, aka Goonies 40th.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any deciphering it, and no one calls him on this shit.
Yeah, the Punk King says the thing I remember most about visiting there are the bridges. They're a little scary to drive over.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, Portland and Oregon, they got a lot of bridges. what the fuck else was there here?
The bridge is so scary because there's no police.
Oh, he made a post about his grandfather. It's funny because we were asking what war he was referring to in our Sally Jesse commentary. And he does bring up that his dad or his grandfather was in World War II fighting Nazis.
Mm.
And someone responds, says, like, here's to all the grandfathers that served and their sacrifices. May they never be forgotten. Mine never talked about his service. And he passed when I was really young, so I know very little. And then Corey responds is, mine talked about it constantly.
It was awesome.
Hey, hold on. We have another.
Obama.
You can't convince me that Corey is sober.
Absolutely. Thank you, Schnapps. Mine talked about it constantly. He told so many war stories. He loved it. He would light up as he talked about killing Nazis with his bare hands. He was severely traumatized and never dealt with it. No, I couldn't tell if he was like goofing at first, or he's like, he killed Nazis with his bare hands, but seriously, he had problems and it never got fixed.
Well, that's great. Usually, like, people are like, yeah, I loved killing Nazis with my bare hands. He's like, what we did was wrong. They were just kids.
And then there's just a couple of quick ones. Oh, I did love that he got into the AI craze himself on Easter.
Oh, shit.
He made his own Corey as the Easter Bunny AI photo. Happy E-A-I-ster, every bunny. My first time using Grok and typed my name wearing a bunny costume with cool shades on and bit of frock coming from under the costume.
What if he typed in the AI like this and it just like it started steaming? It like,
and this is what it came back with. LOL. Lord save us from ourselves. Go play outside today and enjoy God's nature. Hashtag Happy Easter 25. And it's an amazing photo. This is like a cover. This is like a YouTube thumbnail we would make.
Yeah, it looks great.
He did us a favor. It is great that then someone, he didn't like that AI photo, and someone did a photo of him winning an Oscar, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leo's behind him all sad. And he's like, Well, what did the guy say? Grok can be used to right a lot of wrongs. First of all, calm down. And then his reply, times change. This could be the future. Love that Leo's behind me, obviously emotional and excited that I finally got some recognition from my peers.
Obama.
Happy Haunt had 222,222,222,222,222,222 day.
Hell yeah. Obama. Thank you, Joker.
I can't unsee what I just seen.
Hell yeah, Tommy.
I do love every bunny. That's cute.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think I figured it out. Five upside down in a mirror is a two. So the triple two is 222. Four to 22.
Whoa. I don't get it.
Five upside down in a mirror.
You nailed it.
Yeah, he wrote that. Beautiful thought. Thanks. One like.
Thank you, Jukane. But yeah, no, I love that. It's clear in this photo, though, is that it's supposed to be that DiCaprio's like sad that he lost to Corey Feldman. And Corey's like, I love Leo behind me. Obviously emotional, excited that I got some recognition. But it's great, too, how he completely flips from like, AI's terrible. Go outside, folks. Then it's like, oh, me winning an Oscar? Wow, this is great. This could be what happens. And I don't know if there's anything else. The other one, someone tagged him in this Mad Men tweet saying, and this is a complete lie, I believe, spoke with a pal in the biz. Turns out the makers of Mad Men used the almanac to match real events and weather in the show. But would people even notice, I asked? Those who made it would, and that's why they did it. That, to me, is not art. And always art, not just TV.
Yeah,
and
didn't happen.
Yeah, maybe one episode they're like, oh, what was the weather like around this historical event?
Yeah, what was the weather like during summer?
Yeah, they weren't doing that every episode. But for some reason, they tagged Corey Feldman, and instead of just not replying to it, of course he has to be like, why was I linked in this? I'm not on that show. Yeah, no shit.
I like the guy saved his, like, see, I included you in the thread because I respect people's opinions, especially those in film and TV. Also, I wasn't in Mad Men, and you're more Goonies never say die than Don Draper never says sorry. So, yeah, we're good.
Oh, no. Is that
an AI? I'm
going to
go eat dirt.
Yeah. Is that Savage in them?
Chase it all day. All day. yeah, it might just be another Savage in them. Is that the new term?
Yeah, right.
Oh, we got another Savage in them here.
Hell yeah, Savage in them. But anyways, all right, that's that. We should finish up that Sally Jesse appearance. Let me pull that up here. I got to get out of the folder when I pulled up Savage and Them's Jim and Them of Pop Culture.
You know what? Worth it.
What do we get? We got to
Corey
about,
was a child star who hung out in Hollywood's fast lane. Making
we were at like the halfway point, right as they went to break before they were going to bring back the savior, his savior.
Obama.
Corey got recognition from his peers back when Marilyn Manson trolled the ish out of him.
Thank you, Happy Days. We do got to go back and dig into that Marilyn Manson beef that he had. I know we kind of knew about it on the surface at the time, but we didn't like fully cover it. Well, so I'd be interested in the specifics behind that.
Well, and he still fully believes and maintains it and brings it up all the time,
yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's like a big thing he loves to bring up.
We're going to meet the actor who Corey says saved his life. Hear about Corey's love life, too. Don't go away.
Actually, to back this up for a second.
Corey's love life, too. Don't go away.
You can see that he's still kind of steaming at his sister for talking about how great of a liar he is. Yeah, no, he's not happy that she's there. If it was up to him, she wouldn't be a part of this.
She's crying a little bit because, like, when they went to break, he, like, grabbed her by the back of the neck too hard. And he's like, don't you ever see
it. Yeah, he goon-armed her real quick. Yeah, no, he's not happy with her. She even saw it out of the corner of her eye. Now she can't look at him. He's, oh, my sister's a bitch, huh? Can you believe it? Can you believe my sister's a bitch?
She's a liar, not me. Everyone else is a liar.
Gail's daughter is so vain, she gave herself whiplash tossing back her hair.
3 weeks she was in a neck brace, Sally.
But Deborah Gibson will help moms who say, my teenage daughter is so conceited.
You know what? There were a lot of these that I cut out, but I was like, this one's too good. I gotta leave this in.
That one's really good. You know, funny story about Sally Jesse Raphael show. The reason it's not on anymore... is they did one of those classic, like, I'm in love with you and I'm your best friend and I'm gay and I'm actually in love with you. And then after the show, guy killed him.
Oh, no. I think that now that you say that, that sounds vaguely familiar.
And yeah, that was the death of, I think, of all these types of shows, but specifically her. Like, they did. It was like in the show, it's just sort of awkward, like, haha, I don't know. I don't feel that way. Haha. And then he murdered him.
Oh, no.
After.
Was there a Sally Jesse murder?
Yeah.
Oh, or was it Jenny Jones?
I mean,
or maybe it was both.
Wait, there's two murders? Maybe I'm way
Hold
off.
Hold on.
I don't know how I got them confused.
Yeah, actually, that might have been Jenny Jones. 32-year-old was killed by 24-year-old Jonathan Schmitz 3 days after they appeared as guests for a taping of the episode. He revealed in the episode that he had a crush on Schmitz, who claimed he was straight but flattered. And then he left a sexually suggestive note on Schmidt's apartment doorstep. Schmidt purchased a 12-gauge shotgun, confronted him at his home, fired two shots into his chest.
Blew his head clean, smooth off.
Jesus. He utilized the gay panic defense, in which he claimed that he killed Amador over embarrassment about the revelation of a same-sex crush. Schmidt was found guilty of second-degree murder. And they sued the Jenny Jones show. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Jenny Jones. Yeah, you're talking about my show.
Take care. Thank you, Jenny Jones. I love that you listen, Jenny Jones.
It's falling on hard times.
But yeah, I could see how that could be like, all right, we can't do these shows anymore. Except Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Next, Sally.
Wait, not to be the pause guys. That's our pause in them. But what the fuck was that?
Well, she was like jibbing them. What? Do it right into the mic.
Talking today to Corey Feldman, who is addicted to cocaine and heroin.
Sorry, I was doing cocaine and heroin.
We're going to skip to the end of the story, although a lot happened in between. He was arrested 3 times and has been in a rehab program, and he's sharing his story for the first time with our audience, which is made up, for the most part, of recovering teenage addicts and some of their parents.
Oh, he doesn't like that. He's like, oh, no, they're going to see through me. Oh, my God. Not my peers. Not my ilk.
No, Corey. I'm the greatest liar that's ever lived.
Corey, I've heard that being around people who have been through what you've been through makes it easier. Is that true?
This is very true. And I'm really grateful that the audience here is recovering alcoholics and addicts. First of all, because I'm always, yeah, give yourselves an applause. Because it's not only great for me to be able to relate with them and know that they know what I'm talking about, but it's so nice because right away I feel like when I'm in a room with so many people that are on the same spiritual plane as me.
You can feel the energy.
You can feel it, you know what I mean? You feel like you're okay.
We want you to meet Brian James. Now, you probably recognize...
Yeah, remember this guy? What movies was he? Oh, well, they're probably going about to say what movies
this
he
guy, said. He was... I know him.
I see him from 48 Hours, or one of, I think he's made 50 movies and done 100 television credits. And he's, along with the latter-day Lon Chaney, a man of 1,000 faces and 1,000 voices. He always looks different. He's usually the villain.
Thank you.
most villains that I've ever met in real life have been teddy bears, villain actors. Brian also shared his success in Hollywood with a 25-year addiction to drugs and alcohol. Corey says Brian saved his life. How, Corey?
Well, you know, I owe my main parts of my sobriety to two things. One is Cry Help, which is a treatment facility that I went through, and they were so wonderful to me. I mean, they're very strict, very hard. It's a county facility, but that's what saved my life, is going through there. Now, while I was going through there, the only person that I could talk to was Brian. When I first met Brian, when I would look for a sponsor, he was my sponsor, he still is, somebody to kind of talk.
Sorry, hold on. I was just trying to remember this guy's name. So is he dead now?
I distinctly, this guy's in some movie.
Oh, here he, okay, yeah, he died in 1999.
Overdosed.
Right. Oh, he's in Tango and Cash. That's, I think, what I was thinking of. But he's also in, he's in The Fifth Element. He's in Another 48 Hours, Red Heat, The Player. What else is he in? Silverado, Crime Wave. I don't know. I think the big one I'm thinking of is Tango and Cash. But yeah, how did he die? Died in 1999 for suffering a heart attack at his home in Malibu. He appeared in 8 feature films that were released after his death. Phoenix Point, The King is Alive, was dedicated to him. It is funny to be the guy that's like, because not only do you already kind of look like a villain, but you play enough villains in TV where even if people, like, they just kind of know, like, they don't know your name, but like, oh, I recognize his face. You're already like, oh, this is a bad guy. I don't believe anything he says. even if he did go sober, like he stayed sober until the day he died, I'm like, this guy's a villain. Don't listen to him.
Talk to somebody that I can do the steps with and get through all that. They, you know, I would always look for somebody that I could manipulate.
Blade Runner.
So I was with my last sponsor.
Yeah, is he in Blade Runner?
Someone's saying that, but he's one of the Blade Runners, like, or what do they call him? The replicants. That's like with the girl that's like does acrobats.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't mention it in his like highlights at the top, but yeah,
he had a pretty big role.
That was his greatest, most lasting fame.
Manipulated greatly. And I'd gotten kicked out of Cry Help for that reason. And then I saw Brian. Now, here's this huge, towering, 6'5" guy. And I said, I'm not going to be able to manipulate this one. And it wasn't me that asked him to sponsor me, because I would have never done that.
Actually, hold on. Let's take that back. So he's talking about how he usually just manipulates everyone. This is classic Corey. This is the stuff that he wouldn't admit now, but he would freely just give out in interviews back in the 90s.
So I was with my last sponsor, who I had manipulated greatly, and I'd gotten kicked out of Cry Help for that reason. And then I saw Brian. Now, here's this huge, towering, 6'5" guy, and I said, I'm not going to be able to manipulate this one. And it wasn't me that asked him to sponsor me, because I would have never done that.
No, you wanted a patsy. Mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And something spoke through me that said, you've got to ask this guy. And I did. You sponsor me? And he goes, yeah, you got 3 things you got to do. And I went, oh, this is going to be fun. And the guy saved my life. I mean, he is the softest, warmest, most wonderful person. He's there for me 24 hours a day, no matter what. And that's what I needed, and that's what I still need. And that's this
Brian,
guy.
Brian, people often wonder if you're, were you using heavily for 25 years?
Off and on.
Off and
on. I mean, from alcohol to drugs to cocaine to heroin to all of the above.
Pac-Man fever.
And there were heavy periods of fusing, and then periods were not as heavy. But yeah.
Making 50 movies, uh-huh. How? I mean, that's, movies are very hard work.
They are.
How does a guy do act full time for a living, and is
how do
still
you do act full time?
Well, I came from
I mean, not to take anything away from acting, but like at least from again, I'm an outsider, so this might not be true. But from my understanding, you like sit in your trailer for hours, yeah, and then you come out and have to act.
Yeah.
So
you drink and yeah, fucking do coke.
Yeah,
and
yeah. You just do some downers for hours, and then they're like, "We're gonna need you on set in 10." mm-hmm. blast some fucking coke.
See a turtle in the desert. Do I flip it over? And yeah, going back to Pac-Man fever, imagine doing cocaine and Pac-Man comes out. That's a fucking game changer, dude.
Yeah, that was that was just a precursor for like the Warcraft days. That was setting everyone up. That was like a small preview.
You're doing coke, playing Warcraft. I'm grinding. I'm fucking grinding for hours.
That's got to be a thing, right? Someone hop on a MMO, start grinding and doing blasting lines the whole time.
It's just a funny thing. Yeah, Warcraft's a really good line blasting game.
Yeah, I'm hopping on fucking. It's not like an MMO, but what's that other one everyone plays or they used to play? Like
Eve Online, fucking, EverQuest.
No, it's like a more recent one. It was like Jump Divers or something like that.
Oh, Hell Divers. I'm on Hell Divers. Yoinked out of my skull.
Yeah. Blasting some lines and hopping on with the squad and in Hell Divers.
Yeah, I'm on Minecraft fucking Yurkin Chicken Jockeys.
Family where you get up and you go to work no matter what happens.
Even
I started working when I was 5 years old and... So I developed a Jekyll and Hyde life. I had two lives.
For 25 years, was your private life hell?
Yes.
You were making movies and stealing cars or stealing car radios?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You're a movie actor by day, car radio stealer by night?
Yeah.
Man, that's psychotic.
Yes, absolutely. Schizophrenic behavior. What happens is when you use alcohol and drugs, it takes you into a life of stealing and lying and crime and away from your family and your friends.
It would be amazing to like come out of the theater, like you just saw Blade Runner or whatever, and you come out and the guy from the movie's stealing your car stereo. You're like, this rocks, actually.
Like, this
rules.
Is like fucking Tears in the Rain. You're like, I'm not your Rutger Hauer, I'm the other guy.
Friends. And there was a period of my life where I was a booster. Some of you may know what that
it's
is.
A booster.
A booster is a blatant stealer. A black man and myself were a salt and pepper team, we were called. And I lived in Southwest L.A. And I would go out and steal out of department stores, cars, anything I could get to get my fix. And then I had an answering service, and I called in to see if I had any auditions for film.
What was the importance of the black man?
What was the moment that turned your...
Well, it's, yeah, and name it, too.
We were a salt and pepper team. It was a black guy I knew.
He hung out with me. He got drugs, and I stole stuff.
I stole stuff, and he went to jail. The old black and pepper.
The old salt and pepper team.
That salt and pepper god's great.
Yeah, it's like in Ocean's 11 when Clooney, Brad Pitt goes up to Clooney. He's like, we're going to need 4 salt and pepper teams, and then we'll keep the rest of the money.
That's a genius move, because who are they going to believe is stealing car stereos?
Yeah, who, me, the actor? Or this black man who happens to be next to me?
Around, or was there a moment?
There was a moment. I finished a film called Enemy Mine back in 1985, and within a month...
Wait, is that the one when they're on the alien planet, like the human and the alien?
Yeah, they have to work together. Was he the alien?
No way, was it? No, because that was like Louis Gossett Jr. or something, wasn't it?
Oh, is that the pepper?
No, yeah, what did
the
what
old
did he
salt
play?
And green pepper game?
Who did he play? Enemy Mine, when I was a kid, it was always on cable. That movie was always on.
And you're like, oh, The Last Starfighter's on. Aw, it's not The Last Starfighter.
Oh, he was a villain, of course. He was Stubbs. He was Stubbs in Enemy Mine. And am I misremembering her, or did they have a gay relationship? Did the man and the alien have a gay relationship in Enemy Mine?
I think there is like a long 5-minute real penetration sex scene between them. There. And also, am I misremembering, and is this guy the bad guy in The Last Starfighter?
I don't remember The Last Starfighter, is
what?
He?
Where the video game turns is like the training for being a starfighter?
He might be. This guy was in everything. This guy was the king of the castle back then. Oh, no, he wasn't in Last Starfighter, though.
Damn it!
Spent $40,000 on drugs. My addiction was up to $5,000 a week, shooting heroin and cocaine. I was on the street. I was ripping off car radios in Venice. I was in the back of a VW bus, and I was so helpless and sick and tired of... And I was bankrupt and spiritually, financially, physically, morally, every area of my life.
It's so wild to listen to this guy, and even though it was last week, but when we listen to Corey telling his stories, not that Corey didn't do drugs at all, but his stories are all outlandish, like 20 balloons a day, gun to my head every night. And like, you just immediately don't believe him. He's unlikable. You don't root for him.
Yeah.
This dude, it sounds like he's been through some real shit and he's come out on the other side trying to be a better person.
Yeah.
And again, maybe it's just my bias against Corey, but I feel like just on the surface, you can immediately get that from what the way he's talking, and it all sounds real and legit. It doesn't sound like some fucking tale that he's spinning.
Well, yeah, he's not like saying I did 5 bricks of cocaine and then tried to cut my stomach out.
Yeah, because I mean, I got a few different reports from the comments this past week. Some people are saying a balloon is like a tenth of a gram. Some people are saying it's like a little bit more than that. So like, but most people are like, dude, no one's doing fucking 20 balloons. Everyone's like, even when I used to be addicted and I would do XYZ or whatever. You
know? And like heroin's that one, you do one bad shot and you die.
Yeah,
so
right?
You're doing 22 a day. You didn't catch one.
And I just had it. I surrendered. I said the 4 easy words: God, I need help. I mean, actually, that's all that it took.
But you had his number.
I had his number. Yes, it takes one to know one.
Right.
When I saw Corey, actually, Corey and I were on that one of those.
Caesar, chill out, dude. That's my dog, people.
Talk shows.
I was
2 years ago, I was doing publicity for another 48 hours, and Corey and I were on the same show. He came on and said he was sober. I saw this guy, and I went, I don't buy it.
Did you tell the people who were watching the talk show I didn't buy it, or did you backstage go, I didn't buy it?
Well, to myself, I said I didn't buy it, and I went out, and I wasn't on the show to talk about recovery. And
it is funny because it does feel like Sally Jesse keeps leading into being like, we know Corey's a liar, right? Are we going to talk about it on the show, or are we going to keep dancing around this fucking the facts of what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, he has 22 balloons on his shirt right now.
Asked me, they said, we understand you're also recovering. And at the time, I said, well, it's great that anybody can come forward and talk about that. But what happened with Corey and I, because of that incident, because he wasn't, is we made a deal when I sponsored him that wait till you have a year. Get a year under your belt, then go public. Because until you kind of get a little owning of your sobriety after a year, then go out and let people know, because then you put some time in.
I didn't get to the love life. You had a...
This is a man who is so upset that they're not talking to him or about him.
Yeah.
Or, you know, telling stories of the times that they were with him or how they would like to be more with him.
Well,
he's so upset.
And imagine that as you're coming down from the coke you did backstage.
Yeah. You're like, shit.
Okay, when is this over? It's like in two coke.
When's the next break already?
Did you have an affair with Drew Barrymore? One should always ask a question.
Yeah.
Because saw in that movie that...
It was right after. That wasn't Drew they showed anyway. That was
No, yeah.
It was right after that movie. We went out for a couple months, and you know, I mean, it wasn't like a heavy thing, and we weren't using drugs together. Any good gossip like that? So.
But you were both using drugs.
Well, she was going to meetings when I was going out with her.
Oh, she went.
When she did that movie, she was actually clean.
Oh, okay.
And she was doing meetings and stuff, and she would come over to my house, and she would see me smoking pot, and she'd be like, you know, you really shouldn't do that. And I drop her off at meetings and go, yeah, you have fun.
That kind of rules.
Yeah,
whatever, toots.
Yeah, okay. He was basically his character in Hooking Up, kind of. She's like, oh, but Corey, I love you so much, you shouldn't smoke weed. Yeah, whatever, babe.
Have fun at rehab.
Yeah.
I'm stoned. Corey on weed probably rules.
Anyway, she would show up and suck on my dick for a little bit and then go to a meeting. Nothing that spectacular.
Nothing heavy, just head.
Just head whenever I wanted, and I treated her like dirt.
Now, talk to me about Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Well, we were married for 3 years. We went to Vegas. And
Vanessa
eloped.
Who?
Her name was Vanessa Marcel.
Right.
And we went to Vegas.
Now, this is his first wife, and she ended up being famous. I mean, she was in the movie The Rock. She was on that TV show Las Vegas.
Huh.
I mean, she's like a hot model chick. But from what I've read about this marriage, I think she's like 18 or something. And at least from what she's mentioned is like, yeah, they technically got married, but then it was like she just kind of went back to her house. Like, and they just didn't do the paperwork to end it till like a few years later or whatever.
Pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just bagging chicks in my spare time.
Yeah, went to Vegas, yeah. Had anal. I put it in her butt.
But, I mean, Corey is no slouch. He pulls chicks. I mean, even right now, as he's recording this interview, his current girlfriend isn't even born yet. She's not even going to be born for a few years. And yeah. His second wife is about 1 year old.
Yeah, now he's dating a heroin balloon.
And we kept it really secretive. We didn't tell anybody about it. And
she did not.
Now we're separated.
It. Sally's such a bad host. Sweet. She That's interrupts it, huh? with weird shit, yes. But then he'll do that and just sit there.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, I guess it's not the same as it is now. Like with like late night talk shows, everything's already like rehearsed or they've discussed what the stories are. Does she have? Was she leading that to something? Where did she hope to get from that? Because I don't even know if at this time Vanessa Marsil's like famous or anything to even bring that up. I guess. Just to show that he's just doing weird shit, like getting married and divorced already after he's had his addiction issues. I thought we had... Oh, no. I thought that was a Skype call. My bad.
Brian liked it.
So much for his love life. Corey is helping someone. Brian is helping him stay sober. And he's sitting next to you. Will you tell me a bit about Mark?
Okay. Well, you know,
this guy
I
is fucking loaded.
I forgot about this because, yeah, I edited this a while ago or just kind of trimmed it down a bit. This is Corey is this guy's sponsor.
Look at the dark bags under his eyes. He's all disheveled.
It is so funny because you got like the seasoned vet guy, the guy that's from Blade Runner that feels like, yeah, he's seen some shit and he's like on the right path. Then you got Corey is just a complete liar.
Yeah.
And then this is the guy that Corey is supposed to be guiding to sobriety.
Yeah, it was like modern day. These are the two rambling Facebook post guys that are like, it's so great being sober. Eight paragraphs about how blessed they are and how they would do anything for their friends or whatever.
And I think he's an actor too. Is that what they said?
I mean, he's got to be dead, yeah.
I'm trying to, yeah, I want to look him up, but hold on, let me see if they say who he is.
A lot of people, I mean, that's really what that's what my life's about today, is I like to go to recovery houses, I like to go to hospitals, I like to speak, and I also like to take guys out. I have my own meeting that I run.
Go to hospitals to put on clown noses, and I entertain sick kids.
And I pick up guys, and I also like to help people in the entertainment business, because they can relate with me. So I help out, you know, other actors or musicians who are in hospitals. I get them out of there. Adam Rich actually is one that I'm doing some work with. And okay. He told me about you.
Yes, give
me. It's so funny because this is almost like a precursor to all the runaways he would pick up for Corey's Angels. Except back then he was building a band, apparently. He was just going to rehab to find members to be in the truth movement, I guess.
But with Mark, Mark's a guy that was a friend. He's brothers to a friend of mine, a guy that's a good friend of mine. It's his little brother. And, you know, he would tell me, well, I'm trying to help him out. He's having problems. He's been trying to get sober for 4 years. And I said, well, okay. People are raising their hands. It's confusing. Stop. Everybody just stop. Okay.
There's no one in that room, Corey.
You can go
there. Yeah. There's no one here. It's just us.
So when I heard about Mark, I said, well, let me meet him. And what happened was we ran into each other at a meeting, and I told him to come to my house. Now, when he came to my first meeting, he made some really tacky, off-the-wall remark, something about a girl that was sitting in the corner. She was the only girl there, and he said something really rude to her.
Oh, my God. What do you think he said? What did he say?
Oh, hey, toots.
Who's this coos?
Yeah.
Hey, but it's really Corey that said it. Yeah. Man, Mark, why would you say that? And everyone's like, no, dude, you said it.
I can. You're just saying I can throw my voice? from the chat, Sally needs a bit more pepper in her studio.
And embarrassed her. And I said, I got to work with this guy. So I got
Wait, liked no. it. Yeah. Oh, all right. I didn't even realize where that story was going. Yeah, no, the story was going, oh, man, yeah, this guy, he said some really disgusting thing about the one girl in the room. And I was like,
this guy rules.
Yeah, he said some crazy out color thing. She went home, overdosed. I was like, bro.
We smashed high fives and did blow all night long. It rocked.
Something about a girl that was sitting in the corner. She was the only girl there, and he said something really rude to her and embarrassed her. And I said, I got to work with this guy. So I got him, and I pulled him aside, and I said,
Does he not realize? Or is that just the 90s, dude?
Well, like, unless he's about to say, hey, don't say that to him.
Yeah. Well, okay, because I can't tell. Does he think that's great? And the crowd's like, that is great. Or did he completely misread? And he's like, oh, my God, everyone was supposed to laugh at that. That was kind of supposed to be a goof.
Now they're all raising their fists and going, nah.
The sponsor, he said no. And I said, well, then, you know, I want to help you. And ever since then, I've seen him change from this crazy, neurotic kid who didn't want to do anything to a really wonderful guy,
shell of a guy
who does the same thing and helps other people.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. That was a heck of an introduction there. It's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, no, this guy's zooted, dude. He's all fucked up. Good for him.
Way to make me look terrible, Corey. Appreciate it. No, I'm doing pretty good.
What did you think of him when you first met him?
When I first met Corey? Mm-hmm. I've heard about him through my...
Oh, Mark London. Oh, so is he related to, Jeremy London? Like, the dude from Mallrats?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Let me see here.
Looks like the guy from Queens of the Stone Age. Maybe he's in Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm looking this up.
This
now.
Is called Vamping.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I was just curious real quick.
That band sucks. Why does everyone like that?
Ah, forget it. I was going to look that up, but forget it. Let's go back.
Here go introduction with the blow. Really nice. Thank you.
What did you think of him when you first met him?
When I first met Corey? Mm-hmm. I've heard about him through my brother, and I've been trying on and off to get sober for the past 4 years, and I would go in for 2 months, and then I'd go back out, and then I'd get sober for 2 weeks and go back out. It's called slipping. Which means sobriety losing its priority. That's what SLIP stands for. And I was practicing that for 4 years.
It is kind of weird to me that, I mean, whatever works. I'm not really criticizing it. But it is weird to me that, like, even 12-step programs or rehabs, it's essentially like working retail. Like, you have to memorize these acronyms and kind of, like, work the program or whatever it might be. Whatever helps. I'm not really saying it's a bad thing, but it's just funny because it's the same shit they tell you. Like, again, you're working retail, and it's like, make sure you do this. Make sure you hit them with a fall. Like, first, always leave them laughing. You know,
always be doing coke. ABDC.
And this last time when I decided...
Did you hate yourself because of that? I mean, what's the feeling?
No, I didn't hate myself.
Like,
I just wasn't through.
Is it like somebody goes on a diet and
gets off? I didn't get into the guilt thing. I just wasn't through. I wasn't in the media like Corey, so when I slipped, it wasn't a media event. It was just, I wanted to get high again, and I wasn't ready. And I really wasn't. I was not ready to get honest. I was not ready to look at myself and see the character defects and the problems in my life before I started using, which were the things that caused me to use in the first place. And that's what you have to do when you're ready.
Are you feuding with your fiance's family over who is going to pay for what at the wedding? Call me. We'd like to hear your side.
It's so funny that they cut in on the serious relapse, rehab, getting sober with the, like, what about your fiance's family? Let us know. You could be on a future show.
Let me call on my red Sally Jesse Raphael phone. That's like it's like the phone to call Batman. Just goes straight to her. I am feuding with my family.
Real quick, though, since Sally Jesse's on a quick break. Jeff,
uh-oh.
We've had a couple super chats.
Yo!
Catching up all super chats. Catching up super chats. Catching up super chats. Give me a few. What did we get?
Good evening, cowards.
Oh, there's that one.
Obama.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Uh-oh.
Thank you, Jew Kane.
Obama.
Here we go.
Mark is definitely Corey's plug. Dudes rock.
Thank you, Max.
Obama.
Goofy Old Wizard, his didn't play, but it says he looks like Cumtown legend Tom Myers. Is that true, Jeff?
He does look like
Cumtown
Tom,
legend John Myers? I don't know who that is.
Tom Myers is just a really bad stand-up that like would be local, and he does songs like, or he does jokes like, fuck, I can't even think of it. The punchline is bong transplant. Fuck, I blew it.
Joining us now is Jerry Scarano, who is a therapist who specializes in adolescent addictions. He is also the executive director of the Searfield Pines Hospital in New Hampshire. Jerry, I have a quote here that says, "Show business is to blame for Corey's problems. Achieved income, notoriety at a young age. How can a kid be humble when being treated like an adult? All adolescents have egos the size of Wyoming." Now, okay, is it really?
Well, I don't know if I said Wyoming.
Filth peaks for life. I am Jim and them.
Ah, thank you, Joker Locusan. Much appreciated,
22,
brother.
22,
22, 22. Yeah, I mean, I guess what he's saying is true, but it's also kind of like, I mean, it's just the same idea of like if you're a rich kid, but I guess a lot of rich kids do drugs too. I mean, if you have like notoriety and money, then you can do drugs.
Yeah. I mean, I may have said Miami, but
same thing. But it is show business.
Well, I think there are a lot of challenges in a celebrity achieving and maintaining sobriety. When I look at adolescents, I see kids with very big egos, as it should be. I see youngsters that are a bit shy in the area of coping skills and impulse control and things like that.
Question that I have left over from the first segment.
Shoot.
Why this generation, not the 4,000 ones that went before? I mean,
I do love, because Sally kept bringing that up to Corey as well. Like when Corey was talking about stuffing his pain or like sleeping with a gun, she was trying to make it seem like, well, what would you say to older people that would be like, you know, what's the difference with you? Why is this generation so puss?
So pussy.
But like the way she's bringing it up now, you can understand like, no, she's actually saying what she thinks about this. She's saying like, come on, you pussy, stop doing drugs. What's wrong with you? Stop being so weak.
Yeah. Why don't you just try interrupting people?
Yeah. Just interrupt them and shut them up.
Ooh, ooh. She just makes noises all the time.
What are they putting up with that they didn't have to put up with?
I think we just didn't know about it.
Didn't know about it.
Yeah. There were cases. Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland.
Yeah, but not in the numbers.
The way I see it, my story, I'm straight 16 months also tomorrow. And my story is pretty much the same as Corey's, almost word for word, except for a few incidents minus the fame and fortune.
This guy rocks.
Yeah, where are these guys now?
Yes.
We used to have these guys in every movie, everything. Yo, I'm a guy. I'm an American, huh?
This guy rules. And yeah, I was trying to put my finger on why I thought he rules, and I think you're right. We don't see enough of these guys anymore.
Yeah, well, and this guy's probably 19.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I just graduated high school, and I think like maybe we're just bottling up our feelings, you know, and maybe past generations just weren't open about it because they were scared they were gay.
And then we have like a Shane Gillis type guy behind him over here, like an 80s.
Yeah, it's a combination of like Matt McCusker and Shane Gillis.
But no, I love this guy already. I'm already rooting for him.
Corey is pretty much the same as Corey's, almost word for word, except for a few incidents minus the fame and fortune. Obama. Show business is
talk to me once you blow a stranger for crack.
Hell yeah, Pookie James. Mm. Shout outs, dude. Thank you, man. That's well, isn't that the half-baked line? When it, you know, when they're like, "Oh, what, you're addicted to marijuana?"
I don't remember that being half-baked. I'm that guy.
Just an added problem, but people that are average everyday kids have the same problems. I mean, I started 11 years old, and this is the first time I've been straight this amount of time since that time. And I wasn't in show business. It's the same thing for everybody, not just the rich and famous.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes, I was referring back to what were we talking about just a minute? I lost my
Mickey
track.
Rooney and Judy Garland.
Oh,
the generation. I think also you're seeing it more prevalent in societies that we are multi generational dysfunctional.
D.A.R.E.vertical bar. Drugs are really expensive.
Hell yeah, Joker. Although they're kind of not that expensive. Or also, you know what I mean? If they are expensive, All you need is just that little extra incentive.
Yeah, a pepper guy.
Yeah, if there's one thing, an addict can do, it's find the motivation to get drugs.
Yeah, well, yeah, and cocaine is expensive.
From the family life, that there's abuse in families that's been going on, and it's surfacing more as it does in every alcoholic and addict. We're at the tip of the iceberg of what the problem is.
Corey, I really commend you for everything that you've went through so far. We all have our own problems, so we all deal with
it. Oh, it's Corey. Me again in a wig.
I wanted to ask another question, because you're just like me, man. We're the same. You keep texting me about my band and my music.
These two having sex? Oh, yeah, that feels great. Oh, my pussy is good with your dick. My dick and your pussy.
But how do you feel like you're going to succeed for the rest of your life in this?
What's going to keep it green, as they say in the business?
What? To remember that this has nothing to do with me, and it's all about God. To me,
Corey's fucking over all of this, dude. He's done.
Yeah,
he's ready to go. Yeah, whether it be blow lines, whatever it might be, he wants out of this situation.
He's actually he's doing the old fake arm, and he's actually shooting up under his shirt. he's doing like where you do this thing.
what's great too is if you watch, like his attitude throughout the episode, he gets more and more upset as more people are involved.
Yeah.
Because it's not like when it was just him talking to Sally, he's like, this is great. We're talking about me. I'm shucking and jiving, telling stories. Everyone's focused on me.
I'm lying. I'm making up shit. I'm still high.
Now we got like four people on stage. We got motherfuckers in the crowd that are taking part in it. Just focus on Corey already.
My life today is about working, letting God use me as a channel to speak through. And as long as I keep my ego out of it, then my career will be fine because it will be exactly how he wants it to be to use me.
He was right.
I would like to ask Corey a question. I would like to know how drugs interfere with your business career.
I did a pretty good job, like Brian did, of keeping my business career together. I mean, but I was going up and showing up on the set on drugs, you know. It didn't really matter to me. I would just get...
But a lot of the money went that way.
Yeah. I was broke.
Savage is my sponsor.
Hell yeah, Schnapps. What a great sponsor Savage would make. All he would do is just tell you lies the whole time.
Yep. Yep.
Together, I mean, but I was going up and showing up on the set on drugs, you know. It didn't really matter to me. I would just get...
But a lot of the money went that way.
Yeah. I was broke as a result of that.
She wants to know if you're broke.
Yeah.
What the hell is Sally doing, dude?
She's so bad, dude. She interrupts and then she just says...
It's drivel, dude. I do love when she interrupts Corey, but like, yeah, she made a bad point because the question, yeah, about your business, but it's more about, yes, how did you continue to act? And then she's like, well, you didn't have any money. And he's like, yeah, I know. That's my point. Yeah, you were broke. That's what I'm saying.
You're a broke ass. I like, I don't know if this is true. Grave Dank in the chat said the guy Mark London did graphic design on Corey's Love Left 2.0.
No way. Is that that guy? No, that's not that guy, is it?
I don't know.
The guy that wore the mask in the documentary?
He wore a mask? I don't remember that.
Yeah, do you watch any of our videos?
After the fact?
Yeah.
No.
I do. I got to edit them. But I'm just saying, like, that was one of the guys. Yeah. Because his whole thing was he didn't show his face. He was the one that designed the actual box set.
Huh.
But I don't think that was him, though. I could be wrong.
Business career.
I did a pretty good job, like Brian did, of keeping my business career together. I mean, but I was going up and showing up on the set on drugs, you know. It didn't really matter to me. I would just get...
But a lot of the money went that way.
Yeah. I was broke as a result of that.
She wants to know if you're broke.
Yeah. Just yells.
We would like to thank all our guests.
Hold on. Is it that Mark London? Maybe it is.
His face melting off.
Original score. Actually, I think we went down the same exact path when I tried to Google Mark London and Grammy, but it brings up like an old singer, like an old R&B singer.
Yeah, I do remember that. Mark London on the track.
Guests for appearing today, and I want to mention you have to watch for Brian James's new movie called The Player.
And Corey Feldman has two movies coming up, Meatballs 4 and Round Trip to Heaven, all to be released this spring.
Round Trip to Heaven, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, what was that one? Let's look it up real quick.
That's so funny. He's got coming up, Meatballs 4, where he was definitely sober and great in it.
Yeah, which one's Round Trip to Heaven? Directed by Alan Roberts. Larry, a mechanic, finds a briefcase of money in a Rolls Royce he borrowed. He and his cousin Steve embark on a trip to Palm Springs with the cash, unaware of its origins or consequences.
It's so funny. Palm Springs is like the gay part of California.
Oh, it's got Zach Galligan from Gremlins is in it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, he plays the cousin Steve. Who plays Larry then? I don't think Corey has a big part in this. God damn it.
Fuck. So, yeah, coming up, a bit role in Meatballs 4.
In a movie no one remembers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Corey is Larry. Okay. Larry and Steve. So it's Billy from Gremlins and Corey from real life.
Hey, guys. Waving hand emoji. This is for the marathon.
Oh, thank you, Far fucking Nugan.
Farfig Nugan.
Farfig Nugan. Appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Some members of our audience will receive and a promotional fee has been provided by
No Nonsense Pantyhose.
Oh, hell yeah.
As beautifully put together as the women who wear them. No Nonsense. For perms only hair care. Professionally formulated to maintain in style permed, colored, and
I don't remember where I left this in. I think it's just
to sweep you off your
I think it's just classic nostalgia. But let's watch the trailer for this awesome movie
that
he had coming out shortly after.
We somehow missed this.
Let's watch the trailer for Round Trip to Heaven.
Prism Pictures. I love a good Prism picture.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
This is stylish.
Yeah, he's in heaven.
Is it another Skinamax movie?
It's his wife.
Only you and you alone.
So now this has to be, does this cut to like he's sleeping and a dog's licking him? Like,
oh yeah, he's sleeping like,
is it that cliche or is it just like Larry and he's like at his office job or something, like what is the break here?
Yeah, you gotta go wash this car, this Rolls Royce.
Only one thing better.
I must be dreaming.
You are.
Help!
Then having the ultimate fantasy.
I had a vision.
About the girl of your dreams.
We went to Palm Springs this weekend. April Summers is going to be there.
All right, let me get this straight. You want us take the Rolls Royce and go to Palm Springs? I think not.
Oh, they're doing it.
I love how it's just kind of like a ripoff of Ferris Bueller's. And like, they're like, what if the part where they take Cameron's dad's car? What if that was the whole movie?
What if it was also Licensed to Drive?
What if we mixed Licensed to Drive with just the segment of Ferris Bueller where they take the car?
Yeah, get around.
I'm getting tired. Why don't you drive?
We can sit.
Just drive. Okay, ready? Hold the wheel. Are you ready?
What are you sick?
Come on.
Are you crazy?
Okay. Hey, go ahead. Take the wheel. There you go.
They're looking forward to blue skies and sunny bays.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are.
But this fantasy has a thief.
Hey, catch that rose.
Who wants his money back?
Now.
It's so great watching old. I mean, we've mentioned this a bunch of times. Old trailers because they're so sloppy and weird.
Yeah, and some guy's explaining the whole movie, and it's just sort of poorly edited clips that like don't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, like obviously, trailers are like really slick and like fast paced. Maybe partially because of our attention spans as well. But it's so funny because, it's more about the narration. And sometimes they'll just throw in the most random shit.
Yeah, like the middle of a shot. Like the pan up on the butts, like missed most of the butts and stuff.
Yeah.
Want their crook back.
And one hometown girl who wants her boyfriend back.
From North Hollywood, California, Lucille Johnson.
On a road, there are some deadly curves. And in the room, they're playing America's most popular indoor sport.
Oh, that would be sex, right?
Yeah.
So get set to get wet.
Shaman.
Corey Feldman. Zach Galligan.
You guys double dating?
Julie McCullough.
Yes. Back to reality.
And Ray Sharkey. They've all joined the crowd.
Would a clown lie to you?
With the most heavenly bodies on earth.
Imagine the possibilities.
So fasten your seatbelts. And get ready for a wild ride to the other side. When you get your ticket for a round trip to heaven.
Oof. That felt like it was forever.
Yeah.
That trailer was forever.
Yeah, they made like an early 80s sex comedy in 92.
It just
like,
yeah.
Looked really sad and like shot on video.
I mean, he really had an in on the character of like the friend that pushes things, that's always like, we got to do the thing. We got to do the thing. But usually you kind of like that character because they're like driving the plot and they're supposed to be the fun guy.
Yeah, he's the guy. Yeah.
The only, like, I mean, I guess the peak version of that for him was The Burbs. Like, he's really fun in The Burbs. Yeah. But it's also because he's kind of a loser, though, too. Like, that's what's fun about it, is that he just loves the neighborhood.
Is it, yeah, I can't never be the lead actor. Not me. I'm here. I'm still playing 15.
Come on, we gotta do the thing. Let's do the thing. But there you go. That is a part one, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. Hold on. I did get sent...
something from Savage and Them.
Where is it? Yeah, do we have a Savage and Them video?
Prostitutes Must Die by Savage and Them and Lisa Leslie.
Oh, Foulist. Foulist sent me a... It's a... Well, he said he did the lyrics to this song, but then he used AI for the music. It's B. D'Antoni tonight, if you remember Riff Raff's cameo. So I did add... He sent me a video here, but I did, to add some context, I did add some riffraff to the beginning to help get into the track. But we got this, and then I'm going to play a couple songs that were sent to me from Dean Stone, friend of the show. Dean Stone said he's been listening to
That's
our...
That's a name I haven't heard in years.
That's our friend from back in the day. If you ever watched our Bad Cop video, Dean Stone's the director of that. He's been on the show before.
The GOAT.
But yeah, we'll be right back. That's just part one. Hang out. We're still rocking and rolling. Like Corey Feldman, we're going to go blow some lines so we can get ready for part two.
D'Antoni, Wangs of America. New names is Jim D'Antoni, Jeff D'Antoni, Mike D'Antoni. Also Eric D'Antoni.
Corey dancing with that Jackson glow, as he sneaks away to do some blow. Coco buns spin like a disco light. Not D'Antoni, but the party feels right. Moonwalk strut across the shiny floor. Adrian skies afraid Mike's near her door. Heather tries again to bend the voice tonight. Goons can't stop laughing, it's an awesome sight. YouTube goals, the guys who up they share. Jim and them shout like they just don't care. Spike punch tastes like Riff Raff's just been here. We're all D'Antoni, but his cameo's not clear. Moonwalk strut across the shining floor. Adrian skies afraid Mike's near her door. Heather tries again to band the boys tonight. Goons can't stop laughing, it's an awesome sight. Goblin dancing with a Jackson glow, as he sneaks away to do some blow. Coco buns spinning like a disco light. Not D'Antoni, but the party feels right. Moonwalk strut across the shiny floor. Adrian skies afraid Mike's near her door. Heather tries again to band the boys tonight. Goons can't stop laughing, it's an awesome sight. YouTube scolds the guys for what they share.
chilling them shout like they just don't care. Spiked punch tastes like riffraff's just been here. We're all Dantoni, but his cameo's not clear. Oh, Nodland dancing with the Jackson blow as he sneaks away to do some blow. Coco buns spinning like a disco light. Not Dantoni, but the party feels right. Moulin strut across the shining floor. Adrian skies of flame lights near her door. Heather tries again to ban the voice tonight. Boons can't stop laughing, it's an awesome sight. Let's all be Dantoni tonight. Dantoni, alright. Whoa, yeah. Where is Corey's not Dantoni? Be Dantoni, alright. All night. Jim and them are pop culture. All night, that's right. We are Dantoni tonight. Alright, all night. Be Dantoni tonight.
The past is like a shadow, but it is not the whole truth. We must learn from it, but not let it define us.
Like Corey Feldman.
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Yuck.
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Stuck. Makes new shit, but nobody gives a fuck. Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Cucked. Why is Corey always sucking on penis? He licks from the balls to the top at the crown.
Doesn't miss an inch, an inch.
No matter what, there's a mouth that's between us. It's just it happens to be the mouth of this clown.
He actually ruined the movie.
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Yuck!
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Stuck. Makes new shit, but nobody gives a fuck. Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Cucked! Why is Corey always sucking on penis? He licks from the balls to the top at the crown.
Doesn't miss an inch, an inch.
No matter what, there's a mouth that's between us. It's just it happens to be the mouth of this clown.
I hate Corey.
Hey Feldman, why are you messing with our boys, Jim and them?
Jim, Mike and Jeff are just trying to do an honest show. Every Friday night at 7 p.m. for free until you fuck that up because you're a sad little bitch. Just embrace the friendship arc. And for the love of God, stop sucking so much penis.
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Yuck!
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Stuck. Makes new shit, but nobody gives a fuck. Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Cucked.
Why is Corey always sucking on penis? He licks from the balls to the top at the crown.
Doesn't miss an inch, an inch.
No matter what, there's a mouth that's between us. It's just it happens to be the mouth of this clown.
He actually ruined the movie.
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Yuck!
Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man. Stuck. Makes new shit, but nobody gives a fuck. Goonie man, goonie man, goonie man.
Cucked.
Why is Corey always sucking on penis? He licks from the balls to the top at the crown.
Doesn't miss an inch, an inch.
No matter what, there's a mouth that's between us.
Attention fellow Feldarians, meet this Friday at the Coitorium, 7 p.m. Be there or Feldman's gonna get your booty!
what a fucking clown. What happened to the angels? Corey scared them out of town. New girl looks like Jack Skellington, but her booty hole brown. You know he got a vendetta. He's gonna race them from the net. You know he don't know no better. He's gonna race them from the net.
Listen, guys, I've been thinking maybe I'm ready for this friendship arc. I'll be on this Friday, and we could talk it out.